We begin Avi as Hashem Yisbarach, Masechtes Yuma, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Shivas Yomim Koidim Yoyma Kippurim, 7 days before Yom Kippur, Mafrishim Kain Godol Mi Beisai. Literally, Mafrish means to separate. It means we say to the Kain Godol, you have to leave your house now. For the next 7 days before Yom Kippur, night and day, the Kohen Gadol has to be near the Beis HaMikdash before he does the Avodah. The most serious day of the year for the Kohen Gadol is Yom Kippur, because all of the Avodah in Yom Kippur is only kosher with the Kohen Gadol. Now we take him away from his house, we separate him from his house, Mafrishin Kohen Gadol mi Beis, but where do we send him to? And the answer is, Lelishkas Palhedrin. What does the word Palhedrin mean? Lishka means the room, the special chamber of Palhedrin. But what does Palhedrin mean? Well, here comes some sad news. The Kohanim Gedolim in the times of Bayis Sheni were mostly Rishayim, and they didn't live out the year because they weren't on the Madrega, and they were doing very serious Avodah over here. So they had to be replaced every single year. Many of the positions that the king appointed people to were for short term. The king didn't want people to get too comfortable in their positions. It shouldn't lead to corruption or bribes. Of course, we have to learn from here how dangerous the quest for covet is. These Kohanim Gedolim would find favor in the eyes of the king, or they bribed their way in because they wanted the covet of being the Kohen Gadol. But you saw what happened to the Kohen Gadol last year because he wasn't on the level. It didn't even stop them. Zakt the Mishnah weiter. Umaskinin loy kayin acher tachtav. We would prepare a different kayin gadol instead of him. Should this kayin gadol become tamei, there had to be a replacement waiting in the wings, so to speak, ready to go. Shemi yara by psol. Maybe some type of psol would happen to the first kayin gadol. Rabbi Yehuda says, not only that, af isha acheres maskinin loy. That he even prepare another wife, Shema Thomas Ishtai. What if his wife passes away? And the Kohen Gadol has to have a wife. Shenemer, for the Pasuk says, V'chiper ba'adei u'ba'ad beisai. That the way the Seder of Kapara works is, first he has to have a Kapara for himself and for his own family. And then he goes on to the Kapara for Klal Yisrael. Beisai, zu Ishtai, that refers to his wife. If he has no wife, then he can't do this. Amrulai, so they said to Rabbi Yehuda, we should worry that his wife may pass away? Im kain, ein ledavar saif. And there's no end to what you can worry about. The Batanur explains, to say that the kain would become tamei, that's possible, that's shchiach, it's even likely. So memela, it stands to reason that we should prepare another kain. But misa, that a person should just die, that's not so shchiach. And therefore there is no need to prepare another wife for him. The Tosfos Yom Tov brings from the Gemara an additional svara. We want the Kohen Gadol to be as careful as possible not to become tamei. Well, if he knows there's another Kohen Gadol waiting, and should he make a mistake, should he act carelessly, should he not live up to the Madrega and become tamei, this other Kohen Gadol is going to take over, he's going to be very humiliated. Nobody wants a substitute standing right behind him ready to take over. And therefore, that's going to give him an extra incentive to be careful not to become tamei. Okay, quickly chazering over what we learned in our first Mishnah of Masechtas Yuma. We learned that 7 days before Yom Kippur, they would separate the Kohen Gadol from his house and send him to the Lishkas Palhedrin. They would also prepare another Kohen, just in case he would become tamei. Rabbi Yehuda says even another wife, because the Pasuk says, V'chipra ba'adei uva'ad beisai, he has to have a wife, beisai zei ishtai. But they told Rabbi Yehuda, im kain ein ledavar saif. No, we're not going to worry that his wife is going to die. Misa is not shchiach. Tuma is shchiach. And the Tosfos Yom Tov explained to us, we also want this Kohen Gadol to know, there's someone looking over your shoulder. Be careful, don't become tamei, because if you do, you're going to be asked to step aside, and your friend is going to take over.